Welcome to Hashtag Finance Master, a weekly show where Anders Leo Lindberg discusses the latest trends in finance and accounting. Kick back, relax, and enjoy this week's show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Hashtag Finance Master show. My name is Anders Leo Lindberg. Today is actually our 2-year birthday. Can you believe it? A weekly show for 2 years, talking about trends in finance and accounting with people on the stage when we did it with audio. Now coming to you live streaming on LinkedIn through my profile, through Hashtag Finance Master profile, streaming to YouTube as well, taking your questions, talking about trends. Amazing. Thank you all for tuning in over the years. I guess we can say now in plural, we will continue hopefully for years to come as well, serving your needs with the latest trends, sharing practical insights on what's happening in finance and accounting, and hopefully getting more of your stories in. Today is special in other ways because we are starting a new series 2, Finance 2035, what the finance function will look like a decade from now. We'll start by reviewing the predictions made by other great consulting companies for what finance should look like in 2030. Now, that's always easy to pass judgment on others. Of course, we will share our vision too in the coming weeks in this new series. So, we published this morning, European time, Finance 2030, how far have we progressed? So, at the start of a decade, many will make predictions about the future. It's no different for the finance function. Standing at the beginning of the 2020s, many made predictions about finance in 2025 or 2030 even. We're now closing in on those predictions, and it's time to take stock. How are we doing 5 years down the road? Later, in next episodes, we will dare to make our own predictions for what the finance function will look like in 2035. This is the essence of our new article series, Finance 2035, how finance will look like a decade from now. In our first article, we'll review the predictions made by others at the start of the century, or at the decade, sorry, by tapping into the work of McKinsey, BCG, Deloitte, KPMG, and EY. It's a genuine opportunity to review our progress, celebrate our successes, and discuss how to overcome barriers that we're still facing. Additionally, it's a great tee up for making our predictions 5 years further into the future. We won't make a detailed walkthrough of each of the predictions made by these prestigious consulting firms. Rather, we'll touch upon some of the main points and make references where relevant. If you want the resources that we've used to do this deep dive, do let us know in the comments or reach out to me on LinkedIn. Happy to share them as well. Of course, you can go to the different companies to find their latest views. Also, they may have updated their predictions as well. So they can, of course, feel free to do that too. Let's talk about the 7 overall themes that emerged when we reviewed these predictions. The first is digital transformation. Finance was expected to make significant headway on a digital transformation journey and make headway on the data challenges, even though Deloitte, for instance, noted that by 2025, companies will still be struggling to clean up their data messes. That's exactly what they said. Number 2, insight generation. Finance was expected to generate clearer, faster, and richer insights, which should be driven by training and analytical data visualization and de-biasing techniques, stated by McKinsey. Number 3 is powered by advanced analytics. All of these made predictions around advanced analytics as a significant driver of value, as the main enabler for CFOs spearheading strategy and innovation. This was KPMG specifically mentioning about the strategy and innovation. Number 4 is a reimagined workforce. Now, before touching upon this one, of course, many of these were made either during or maybe even after the pandemic, but some also before. So already then thinking about a reimagined workforce. Deloitte headlined their 2025 prediction on workforce as employees will be doing new things in new ways, some of which will make the CFO uncomfortable. Interesting. Exactly what they meant by that. You can, of course, deep dive into their 2025 predictions. But yeah, it's a new ways of working, and CFOs are maybe historically a bit more conservative, so maybe a bit more challenged by this. Number 5 is beyond finance. cybersecurity, and ESG were highlighted as two main topics beyond finance that CFOs should take charge of. On cybersecurity, for instance, EY noted that CFOs should partner on cybersecurity. Of course, if you are an avid follower of trends in finance and accounting, you will know that we've been talking about this as well, same time as these prestigious consulting companies making these predictions. So we're fully on board on this, and you probably have seen lots of ESG content on this channel as well, where we are showcasing what role we believe the CFO and finance should take on ESG. Number six, strategic business partner. Call me biased or not, that's at least how we see it from reviewing these reports. BCG noted that finance is still the custodian of performance, so maybe a more classic role, whereas KPMG highlighted the CFO as a strategic partner and key advisor across the enterprise. That's exactly where I want to be. Finally, the last one, cheap and good. I'd cite another company, the Hackett Group. They do benchmarking, and they, of course, say what's a world-class finance function and what's less. But they do this based on two different parameters. How efficient are you, or how cheap are you, you can say, and how effective are you, or how good are you? If you are efficient and effective, you can be a world-class finance function. So we need to be cheap and good. Of course, you can make choices about being only cheap and just deliver a standard service, or being expensive and really good, and maybe adding a lot of value as well. But cheap and good is what world-class finance function is made of. Or we denote it as a finance master. That's why we're here speaking on the Finance Tech Finance Master Show, because we want to make you world-class professionals and your companies having world-class finance functions. That's where the hashtag finance master came from. Finance functions should be cheap and good. That is still the mantra going towards 2030, 35, 40, whatever, should always be cheap and good. McKinsey, they even dubbed it as a false choice to choose between cost and performance. So these were the seven overall themes, and we'll deep dive into our take on these. So stay tuned for that. It's coming up in just a little bit. Clearly, these were ambitious predictions. But to be fair, a lot should also be possible in the span of a decade. What none of these predictions took into consideration, for instance, was the advent of generative AI. In contrast, other predictions such as blockchain-based accounting is nowhere near being realized. If it ever will be, who knows? We'll get started on the review, but before that, I want to hear from you. Do you think that the predictions made by these prestigious consulting companies, and they're all really good, this is not to say that what they did was poor work or anything like that, they did great, and they dared to lean out, but do you think that these predictions that they made were realistic? Let me know in the comments, share your questions. Definitely want to hear from you on this one. Is it realistic or not? We'll, of course, share our view, but also want to hear from you. We have here Kieran saying, elaborate on cheap and good. Does it mean low-paid job? No, absolutely not. It just means that the cost of running the finance function, typically as a percentage to the overall revenue of the company, needs to be quite low. So you need to drive this ratio down. But as McKinsey said, you cannot just drive this down. You need to be good as well. So for instance, we need technology to do what we could say here, the low-paid jobs. And then we need to elevate our own skills to be strategic business partners, for instance, as BCG and others talked about as well. It doesn't mean low-paid job. Low-paid jobs should be done by automation. We have Felipe Raka saying here, due to technology and AI advancements, outsourcing will be another challenge as lots of jobs can be allocated to low-cost areas. Yeah, that's going to be an interesting one to watch, right? Because in the previous two decades, there's been a lot of outsourcing and offshoring going on. You know, first for labor arbitrage, later on for actually creating centers of excellence and so on. How will AI and automation change this, if anything? My prediction is, and maybe we're already seeing that a little bit today, is that instead of going outsource or offshore first, we're going to go automation and AI first. So we're actually going to skip the outsource offshore step if we want to do it in the most, let's say, modern way. So just something to consider there. Actually, these predictions are largely made to generate business. Yes, Hilma, you can definitely say that. We make predictions and then companies should be enticed to do this, and then they find out they can't do it themselves and then we have to come help them. But yes, that's all fair. It's business. It's companies that are in business, so fair for that. Hayat says predictions could be realistic, but it's dependent on performance for sure. Absolutely. And then we have Mohammed here saying, are finance functions effectively using AI analytics as predicted for the 2020s? or there are gaps needing addressing. There are huge gaps that needs to be addressed. I ran a poll on LinkedIn some months back asking my audience, which is predominantly finance professionals, have your finance function started using AI? And 70% had not even started. And less than 10% had started using it both in accounting and FP&A. So huge gaps there. And Hilmar is here saying your slide would have been true also 30 years ago. Only revolutionary difference will be AI. And we'll talk a little bit about that, for instance, on the digital transformation part. What does digital transformation really mean? So I'll come back to that in just a second. So thanks a lot for sharing comments here. Hossein also saying true prediction in all fields is all we need these days. Yes, you can definitely say that. But let's share our view. So a small step for a finance professional, but how giant a leap for the finance function. Go into the average finance team, and they probably won't feel the last 5.5 years have changed a whole lot, even with COVID-19 disrupting the way we work. Yet a lot of activity has taken place. So let's see how far this has taken us. On digital transformation, I would say we talk less about digital transformation today compared to 5 years ago. To me, it's a positive sign, as it indicates that we have moved from the buzzword stage to reality. No doubt COVID-19 played a big role here. We didn't include Accenture's predictions, but they noted in their often cited report CFO Now from 2021 that the rate of automation of transactional processes, so not everything we do in finance, but transactional processes, had increased from 34% in 2018 to 60% in 2021. Now, I haven't met a single finance professional who believes this is true. I'm not here to second guess Accenture either, but that's what they said. That, of course, points to a huge digital transformation. Most finance functions probably struggle to recognize the number, as I said, but the movement is real. And if 60% was the number in 2021, we can probably agree that the number is even higher today and will be also higher in 2030. On the second part, insight generation. It pains us to say that we're somehow still waiting on the insights. We've experienced what we could denote as the dashboard explosion. And with tools like Power BI, which is not for the 2020s, of course, it was invented before that, any finance professional can create a dashboard today. However, dashboard does not equal insight, and we still need to become better at separating what's important from what's not. Moreover, we haven't seen a big shift in the usefulness of management reporting, where our experience is that 95%, and you haven't done any research on this, but pretty much any management report needs improvement. At BBI, we would like to make our contribution to insight generation, and we're currently writing a book about financial communication for non-finance executives. He will share a simple recipe for generating and communicating insights. That said, we still need a lot more training before we go significantly beyond operational insights. On the third one, powered by advanced analytics. So advanced analytics has for many years been a pipe dream for most finance teams. And unfortunately, I would say we haven't advanced much on this agenda the past 5 years. Unfortunately, Deloitte was right when they predicted that companies would still be cleaning up their data messes by 2025. We also highlighted this in one of our deep dive articles recently called CFO, the time to get on top of data is running out. You cannot do good analysis with bad data. This leaves CFOs and finance functions shorthanded on the richer insights that McKinsey was predicting. It also limits finance impact significantly as we struggle with sharing insights beyond the obvious. We still have half a decade to go to solve this challenge, but we must wonder if we haven't solved it in the past 15 years, how can we do it in just 5? We have suggested that generative AI could play a role in another deep dive we did. Lots of links included in the blog post from this morning. We're curious to hear your thoughts as well. I'll continue here, but if you have thoughts on how to generate better insights in finance, let us know in the comments. On the fourth point, a reimagined workforce. COVID-19 made a huge dent in these predictions, as we got introduced to hybrid and remote work. This opens new ways of building new finance function, sourcing talent from locations previously unreachable. However, it also caused challenges with team building and stakeholder relationships. The jury is still out on whether these new work forms are making the finance function better or worse. What do you think? Are we better or worse for remote and hybrid work? Let us know in the comments. What we observe in terms of the reimagined workforce is a high willingness among senior finance leaders to invest in upskilling their teams. You could argue that this is the whole foundation that the Business Partnering Institute builds on. Yet it will still take some time for finance professionals to to adapt to a new reality in the finance function, where automation and artificial intelligence will do a lot of the work humans previously did. This remains a critical priority through the end of this decade. Number five, beyond finance. This varies greatly from region to region. For instance, in the EU, finance teams are busy implementing CSRD, the Corporate Sustainability Regulation Directive. Whereas in other regions, there's not as big a pressure on the ESG agenda. What's been true about this prediction is that finance has been handed over a large part of the ESG agenda when it comes to reporting. Previously, this would have been in CSR or pure sustainability teams. But now that the reporting needs have shifted and they need to be audited, finance has been called into action. Naturally, if finance doesn't go beyond reporting, you can argue that finance isn't really going beyond finance. That's why we've also advocated for finance to elevate ESG to a strategic level. Again, we wrote an article about that also. Here we still have some way to go, but once the reporting challenges are solved, we will push finance teams to go even further. You can count on us to do that. On number six, strategic business partner. Few would argue that the CFO oversees driving strategy in most companies. That means we are not where we want to be. We have highlighted a path for CFOs to show more strategic leadership. We've written about it. We also have an infographic you can see in today's article. The challenge is that becoming a strategic business partner is like the epitome of all the other items coming together. Until that happens, it's a tough sell for CFOs to say they should be in charge of strategy. Still, it should be an ambition of all finance professionals today to generate and share insights beyond the operational and tactical realm. We've highlighted it as a staircase below to illustrate some of these differences. Finally, on cheap and good, this is a relative moving target. A decade ago, there were cheap and good finance functions, earning the world-class badge. Today, those finance functions exist as well, and in 10 years, they will exist too. However, as highlighted by McKinsey, the finance cost as a percentage of revenue, which we talked about before, for leading finance functions has decreased from 0.77% in the period from 2009 to 2012 to 0.57% in the period of 2016 to 2019. That's a 26% reduction in 7 years. If that reduction was to be replicated, leading finance functions by 2025 should have a cost to revenue ratio of 0.42%. And by 2031, a ratio of 0.31%. That is a massive reduction in the span of 20 years. Is it possible? Most likely. The Modern Finance Function Showcase, for instance, by Microsoft, is a good example of this. In the period from 2009 to 2018, Microsoft's revenue grew from 89%, whereas finance headcount only grew 14%. So it's certainly possible. It's an admirable ambition for all finance functions, and as a minimum, they should try to replicate the percentage reduction over each 3-year period. Is the finance function also good then? In reviewing progress on the other themes, it's fair to say that we haven't realized the ambition. How do we know when we have? Try this small exercise. Ask your CEO if he or she would rather invest in 10 salespeople or 10 finance people, or invest in new software for operations or new software for finance. Until the answer is finance on most occasions, we can dare to aim higher. Question for you. Do you think we have made enough progress so far in this decade? Let us know in the comments to get your perspective as well. Will AI reduce the need for finance experts? Depends what we define as a finance expert. It will definitely reduce the need for certain tasks being done by humans in finance, but there's definitely still a need for experts in finance. Can you suggest some books on insight generation? Probably send me a message, Kieran, and I'll get back to you on that one because it's a bit short on time here. HR will suffer, let's see. Which supply chain department limit the role of finance? No, I don't think so. We have Sadeb here just saying great, thanks for that. And then a question here coming in from Ennis saying, do you believe that a business partner's role differs from a CFO's, considering that certain roles are always disclosed in an accurate manner? Apart from this, if you consider finance controlling, which role is more close to the CFO? Probably a lot of complexities in that question, but the CFO should be the business partner number one in the company without question. And then there should be other business partners as well. And then you have the controlling department, which primary purpose, and again, here there can be differences between jurisdictions, but for my sake, the primary purpose of controlling is to ensure we have high quality numbers, both internally and externally. So that's their kind of their purpose here. But do let us know if you think we have made enough progress or not, while I will then go to Ryan round off today's show here. So can we still make it in 2030? Of course we can. Will we make it? Probably not. But it's also better to set the ambition higher than lower to strive for excellence. At least a lot more progress needs to be made, and also more than we've made in the first 4.5 years. You can argue that if there is an inflection point on a digital transformation path, it will boost all other priorities. If so, we need to reach this within the next 2 years to realize the bold predictions made for 2030. Maybe generative AI will be that boost we need. Let's see. At least a lot of work is happening in this space. A lot of investment has been made into AI. So maybe that's causing the inflection point. It could be. Today, the best actions you can take to make it by 2030 is to work hard on the CFO's top priorities for 2024. We have outlined them in an infographic in today's article. You can also message me if you want it. And we've shared advice on how to tackle each of them. Definitely lots of insights coming from us on this. So lots of insights from others too. You'll have to stagger the work, of course, because you can't work on all these priorities at the same time. Once that's on good track, start investing in upskilling your teams to ensure they can reap the benefits of the investments made in digital transformation, generative AI, and so on. This will help them elevate themselves towards becoming strategic business partners and taking the next steps in artificial intelligence. We know there's a lot of work ahead, and we're rooting for you and stand ready to help realize the bold predictions for the finance function in 2030. We are business too, going out to Hilmar's point here, so that's how it is. Final question. What do you predict finance will look like in 2035? We want your insights too. We want you to be a part of coming up with this vision as well. So if you want, feel free to reach out to us. We're always happy to take insights from others. We are just but a few people, so we need to learn from others too. So final questions, feel free to put them in the comments. Otherwise, I'll get back to them later. Salifu says, very realistic at the moment. However, may subject to changes, of course, yes. Kieran says, not much progress, much confusion around application of data analytics. I agree a lot there. We've also had a whole series around the data analytics topic. But with that, I think it's time to say goodbye for now. I hope you will take part in formulating the vision for the finance function in 2035. It's surely going to be a lot of work. So we need all your insights there too. And feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn if you want that. And bye for now.
You've been listening to Hashtag Finance Master. Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on the latest trends in finance and accounting.